It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday morning, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, this, the 6th date of October, a big date for one George Strait in the year
1983.
Out on this date in 1983, George Strait's third studio album, Right or Wrong, which became his first ever number one album on the charts. On this, you had You Look So Good in Love, his first ever song to have a music video, by the way. Let's Fall to Pieces Together, way underrated, and the title track.
Right or wrong,
I'll
always love you.
Now, George was called all sorts of things with the neo-traditional movement or whatever that is. In other words, a throwback at the time when he showed up. Well, this song could have been more of a throwback, too. Now, when it came to George's involvement with it, 1982 is when he decided to cut it. It was written by Byron Hill and Blake Mevis, and they had the initial intent of using it in a 1980 movie called The Exterminator, though it didn't make the final cut, and I don't think anybody knows that movie at all, and it probably is a good thing it didn't make it. Well, after another movie, The Soldier, also failed to use the song, they used another George song. Well, they just finally said, George, put it on something. So he did, on his third album. Now, by then, George had already been clicking. He had his first number one with You Look So Good in Love there on the second album before that. But this one's the one that this guy's here to stay. And he's kind of a big deal, this George Strait fella. Now, when it comes to the song, it had been made famous way back by Bob Wills back in the day. And George knew the song because he knew his Bob Wills. But for the origin of the song, it goes all the way back to 1921. It was composed by Arthur Sizemore and Paul Bianchi.
I'm still in love.
Haven Gillespie wrote the song and the words. By the way, on this version right here, Johnny Gimble, the fiddle player for Bob Wills. It's George.
Right or wrong,